Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Khadija. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was advised through the Mississippi Department of Unemployment Services that I had to file with y'all. And so I need to file a claim, but it's a special claim because basically, like, what they told me to tell y'all is you have to go through Alabama's or Mississippi system in order to see, like, what was going on, or, like, it's kind of confusing. I'm sorry.
I'll be happy to
but
assist
initially,
you.
Like, yes, ma'am.
What's your Social Security number?
It is 388-179775.
Okay, it's 388-179775.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's not showing you have a claim in the system.
I don't have a claim in Alabama. They told me I had to file a claim with y'all, and basically what they said was, like I said, it's kind of hard to explain. It's like an interstate agreement.
Yes.
Where, like, I would have to be backdated from April. They said my effective date was April 26th of 2020.
Okay, and your Social Security number is 388-179775.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me one moment so that I can enter your information. And
yeah,
what's your first name?
This is all super confusing to me.
Okay.
Summer Shea, or Summer, Summer is my first name, I'm sorry.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Shay, S-H-A-Y.
And what's your date of birth?
It's 6/11/97.
And are you a male or female?
Female.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Bachelor's of Science. A bachelorette degree.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Bachelorette. I'm sorry. Clausen.
Can you spell that again?
Clausen.
And that's Clausen.
S-E-N, not C.
Okay.
Clausen.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the driver's license state?
Mississippi.
Okay. And what's your driver's license number?
It is going to be 802-483-054.
802-483-054.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit, fine.
Okay, will that be a checking or a savings account?
You can put it into a savings account.
Okay, and what's that routing number?
I'm pulling it up now, I'm sorry.
Okay, you're fine. Take your time.
So it would be, the routing number is 256 256-074-974.
That's 256-074-974.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your bank account number?
It is going to be 305-141-0573.
Okay, and that's 305-141-0573.
Yes.
Okay, and your date of birth is June 11, 1997?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your mailing address?
It's 112 Spruce, Spruce Street. And it's going to be zip code 39571, past Christian, Mississippi.
Okay, that's in Mississippi. Give me one moment. And can you spell that city?
Yeah, it's P-A-S-S, and then separate word, Christian, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N.
Okay, that's 112 Spruce Street, S-P-R-U-C-E, and that's past Christian, Mississippi, 39571.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and is your physical address the same as your mailing address?
Yes.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes.
What's your telephone number?
228-342-2312.
And that's 228-342-2312?
Yes, ma'am.
And would you like to add an email address?
Yes, please.
You can go ahead with that.
It's Summer Justice, J-U-S-T-I-C-E, Shay, S-H-A-Y, at gmail.com.
Okay, that's Summer Justice, Shay, at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment claim benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which team nickname is associated with a college you attended? Choctaws.
What is the? Oh, sorry.
It's the question is, which team nickname is associated with a college you attended? Choctaws, Golden Eagles, JSU Tigers, Wildcats, or none of the above?
Golden Eagles.
Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 2005 Mercedes-Benz C-Class, 2006 Volvo S60, 2007 Dodge Nitro, 2014 Hyundai Elantra, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
The 2014 Hyundai Elantra.
Okay. Which of the following street address in Mobile have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1059 Greenway Drive West, 2202 High Street, 24 Cobblestone Way West, 265 Wingfield Drive, or none of the above, or I am not familiar with this property?
None of the above.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment.
You're fine.
Okay, so you have indicated that you did receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months. Now, these wages will not appear on your first determination that you receive. Those wages will be requested by our agency. Once we receive the wages, yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, keep going. I was just saying, okay.
Okay. Now, did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you regularly commute to Alabama?
Yes.
Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic?
Yes.
Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the last day you worked?
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm not filing for disaster assistance.
And the DUA, that is if, that's if you have been affected by Hurricane Sally.
No. No. Sorry.
Okay. What's the last day you worked?
Today.
Okay. Okay. Now, by that, you have, today was your last day of work. This claim will be effective from the beginning of the week, starting on October the 18th. Now, if you file a weekly certification on next week, you will be required to report your gross earnings for this week. And how you will calculate your earnings, you will multiply the number of hours you work by your hourly wage. Failure to report wages when earned could be considered fraud and may result in an overpayment or penalty.
Okay.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for a company.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Yes.
You're in school or training?
School, sorry.
Okay. Are you attending high school on a regular full-time basis?
No, college. Or I'm in college.
Okay. So are you attending WIA, TAA, or any dislocated worker training program? Okay. And what days and hours do you attend school?
Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 9:15.
From 8 a.m. to 9:15?
Yes.
One moment. And that's in the a.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes.
And what's the date that you return to work?
I don't think it's... I really don't know, because it's like full, if we're at full capacity, then no, but half capacity, we've already returned. You can put down, just put down August 1st.
August 1st of next year?
Of 2020.
Okay, because it's asking, the first question was, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work? And they're asking for a future date.
Okay. You can just put, I mean, I don't really know, because, like, I've returned to work. So,
okay.
I wouldn't really know what to put.
What's your job title?
I'm a server at Texas Roadhouse, and I also work as a business office representative at a hospital.
Okay. So you want to file a claim for which job?
For Texas Roadhouse.
Okay, it's the server. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Okay. And does the job that you work in, the Texas Roadhouse, does they show up as a different name on your check stub?
It should be. It should just be Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
Management Corporation.
Okay. And what state are you filing this claim against? Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you claimed, received, or applied for unemployment compensation in the past 12 months?
Yes. In Alabama? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Are you asking if I did in Alabama? Then no. I'm sorry.
Okay, and it's asking the question again. Have you claimed, received, or applied for unemployment compensation in the past 12 months, and this for in another state as well?
Yes.
What state was that?
Mississippi.
And what was the date you filed?
4/26/2020.
Are you farming, attending school, self-employed, a corporate officer related to anyone for whom you work for, employed on a commission basis?
Wait, I'm sorry, what was the question?
Are you farming, attending school, self-employed, a corporate officer related to anyone for whom you worked or employed on a commission basis?
No.
Okay. Do you owe child support, or do you make child support payments?
No.
Do you have dependents?
No.
Okay. Give me one moment. Just give me one moment.
No, you're gone. like I said, the only reason I'm following is because the state of Mississippi told me I had to follow with y'all.
Yes, ma'am. That's fine. Because you have wages in Alabama, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I solely worked in 2019 and 2018 in Alabama.
Okay. Give me one moment. I'm still just working on your claim.
You're fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, give me one moment.
You're fine.
Okay, and do you have their telephone number to Texas Roadhouse?
Yes, ma'am. It is. Oh, I'm sorry. Give me just a minute. I'll look it up for you. All right. It is going to be 228-831-8106.
Okay. And what was your start date?
My start date was January 7th.
Of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
And you stopped working today?
No, ma'am. I'm still working, ma'am.
Okay. And what's the city and state it was you work in?
Gulfport, Mississippi.
And so Texas Roadhouse is in Mississippi?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Gulfport, Mississippi.
Yep, GULFPORT.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. And why are you no longer working?
I'm still working.
Okay. When will you be able to go back to work?
I can work any time.
Okay, because... So you're not unemployed?
No, ma'am.
Okay, because it's asking this question as into why you're no longer working. I'm trying to see.
Yeah, I'm still currently working. Like I said, like, I have to follow this because Mississippi is telling me, like, I have to follow through y'all. Since, I have wages in Alabama. And, like, this is from backdated. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why the backdate, the start date is in April.
So why did you stop working in Alabama?
I moved.
You moved? Okay. Let's see. Do you wish to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN number. It's 7597.
7597, and what is it for?
You can use that to call in and check the status of your claim, as well as to file your weekly certifications each week.
Okay.
Okay, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but is not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirement has been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.